Sharp's Escape by Bernard Cornwell. The recording of this book has been made possible by a kind donation from William V. Kendall of Pontylund, Newcastle.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Bernard Cornwell was born in London, raised in Essex, and now mostly lives in the USA. He is the author of the Arthurian series, The Warlord Chronicles, The Starbuck Chronicles on the American Civil War, Stonehenge, The Grail Quest series, Gallows Thief, and The Last Kingdom. Sharp's Escape is for Cece. Part 1. Chapter 1. Mr. Sharp was in a bad mood. A filthy mood. He was looking for trouble, in Sergeant Harper's opinion, and Harper was rarely wrong about Captain Sharp. And Sergeant Harper knew well enough not to engage his captain in conversation when Sharp was in such a black temper. But on the other hand, Harper liked to live dangerously. "I see your uniform's been mended, sir," he said cheerily. Sharp ignored the comment. He just marched on, climbing the bare Portuguese slope under the searing sun. It was September 1810, almost autumn, yet the heat of late summer hammered the landscape like a furnace. At the top of the hill, another mile or so ahead of Sharp, stood a barn-like stone building.